Shira says, Echanishmas, you saw Yitzchak ben Yerachmiel, Sarah bas Zachariah, Zachariah ben Ezrael Aryeh, Bela bas Noach Zev, Yehuda ben Aaron Yaakov, Mindel bas Tzvi, Krindel bas Yitzchak Wolf, Yechiel Feivel ben Dov, Avram ben Aaron Leib, Leib Wolf ben Yishmol Levi, and Alexander ben Chaim. It's a fascinating discussion in Sefer Pardes Yosef. This past week's parasha, with regard to Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that when Moshe was born, the Torah tells us, "Vatero so kitov hu." Moshe was described as being tov. What is the significance of that description of kitov hu? And Chazal tell us, "Nismale habayis kulo ora," that upon his birth, the entire room filled with a very special type of light. That's quoted by the Medrash Rabba, Aleph Chaf, that already from birth Moshe exhibited this kedusha, this aura, this aura that filled the room. So in this context, Sefer Pardes Yosef writes that the Sefer Emes LeYaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, tells us that this is indicative of the fact that from the day Moshe was born, Miyom Hivaldo, from the day he was born, his Seichel was so pure, was so unique, was so Zach and Muchan Lahasig. He was capable of attaining the stature that he ultimately attained. And this, says Sefer Pardes Yosef, would seem to be yet another source that would contradict the famous legend that is quoted by Yisrael Lifshitz in his commentary, Yochanan Boaz, Maseches Kedushin. There in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yadalid, the Mishnah tells us, Tov Sheberofim Ligahenim, that even the best of doctors is, if you take the literal translation of the words, is destined for Gehenim, which of course is a puzzling statement in Chazal, and the Tiferes Yisrael in his commentary there suggests that what the Mishnah really means to tell us is that Tov Sheberofim Ligahenim means that a doctor who perhaps is prone to arrogance, gaiva, pride, and might not seek advice and counsel of others as to how to proceed, so he is, for that reason, potentially capable of being punished, Tov Sheberofim Ligahenim, but at the same time, if he overcomes that tendency to gaiva, to pride, he suggests, by seeking counsel from others when appropriate, that would be therefore a means through which he would be able to avoid the onesh, the punishment of Gehenna, but rather to be zocha to the schar, to the reward that would be due him if he conducts himself properly. And in this context, Tiferes Yisrael quotes this famous legend. He says, as an example, Masha Matsasi Kosov Dover Nechmad. He calls it a Dover Nechmad, a very, I don't know, nice, cute story about Moshe Rabbeinu. A story that apparently other nations heard about Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Manig Yisrael, and some Melech Aravi Echad, some Arab king, was wondering who this Moshe Rabbeinu is all about, what he's all about, and so he sends a expert artist to draw a portrait of Moshe Rabbeinu to bring it back to this Melech Aravi, and this Melech Aravi then assembles his Chachamim, who are able to discern the character of a person from the appearance of his face, and as the story goes, these Chachamim tell the king that this individual that you've presented us with a portrait of him, he suffers from gaiva, he suffers from chemdas hamamon, all of the chesronos that one can imagine, And the king, as the legend goes, apparently was very suspect of this interpretation of the portrait of the picture. He instead then proceeds to go to Moshe Rabbeinu to see for himself. He finds, in fact, the portrait is accurate. And when he confronts Moshe Rabbeinu ostensibly tells him, yes, the portrait is accurate, and you should know that these midos are biteva, midos that I possess, but nonetheless, as the story of the legend goes, I overcame these character faults and these character deficiencies to become who I became. This is a story that Shaul Lifshitz cites in his parish on Meseches Kedushin. And on the side in the margin, they tell us that if you look at Shita Mekabesis in the Dharm South Paragimel, you'll find a similar story quoted there in Shita Mekabesis in the Dharm Paragimel. The story is, in fact, quoted, but it's not about Moshe Rabbeinu, it's about a Chacham Echad. Just about an individual, a Chacham Echad. Shita Mekabesis quotes this in the Dharm, Daf Lamed Beis. Kehu Maisa B'Chacham Echad, he says. About a Chacham Echad. Doesn't say who, but it says a Chacham Echad. The detective work on this story of Tiferes Yisrael, which the Paras Yosef tells us seemingly contradicts this drush of Chazal, this Malay Abayus Kula Ora. He was already at birth destined for Kedusha. Paras Yosef tells us that Rav Yudaleib Grabart of Toronto also tells him, writes that this story is Meshulal kol yesod v'chalila ha'amin kazos. Forbidden to believe this story, he says. He says, it's not possible that it's true. And Paras Yosef turns our attention to an Arachayim HaKadosh in Shmos Gimel Dalid, where the Arachayim writes that Moshe Navi Haya b'terem yatzim e'beten imo. He was a prophet from birth already. And that's why the Arachayim writes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first confronted Moshe, appeared to Moshe at the Sneh. So, unlike Shmuel HaNavi, who wasn't aware who was calling his name, Moshe immediately recognizes this is God calling, Vayomer Hineni, because Moshe says Arachayim HaKadosh was a Navi b'terem yatzim mi'beten imo. He was a Navi all the way from the time he was born. Again, indication that this story of Tiferes Yisrael is not accurate. A fascinating article on this story is written by Dr. Lyman, published in a book called Danzig Between East and West, back in 1985. And he cites fascinating series of sources about this legend and to where it came from. He tells us that after Tiferes Yisrael was printed, there was a great deal of outcry against the application of this story to Moshe Rabbeinu. He cites numerous critics, including the Aderes, the father-in-law of Rav Kook, the Maral Diskin, just to name a few of the most prominent critics of this story. The Aderes apparently writes that the Tiferes Yisrael borrowed this story from pagan literature of antiquity, meaning it had nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. It was mistakenly applied to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says Tiferes Yisrael used poor judgment in borrowing this story from pagan literature of antiquity. Dr. Lyman writes that Yehudaleib Maimon, not from the Haredi camp, he's from the religious Zionist camp. He was the minister of religion in the state of Israel. He also criticized the application of the story to Moshe Rabbeinu and actually suggested that this passage be censored from future editions of the Tiferes Yisrael, which in fact it apparently was from some subsequently published editions. They removed this reference from the Tiferes Yisrael, applying this story to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Dr. Lyman notes, and this as well is noted by the Hagos on Paras Yosef, that this story does appear even before Tiferes Yisrael in some Hasidic sources, namely the Or Pnei Moshe Ala Torah of Moshe of Peshavorsk, who died in 1806. He apparently quotes the story in relation to Moshe Rabbeinu, but in truth, and this Dr. Lyman argues very convincingly, the story is found as the Aderes indicated in ancient pagan literature. Namely, it's found in a work by Cicero in relation to Socrates. It is subsequently found also quoted in later sources with regard to Aristotle, not with regard to Socrates. And the argument that Dr. Lyman makes here is that the story, having been initially been told with regard to this Chachmei Umas HaOlam, was at some point later in history applied to Moshe Rabbeinu. Dr. Lyman as well cites an interesting Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Vezos HaBracha. In the beginning of Parshas Vezos HaBracha, Vezos HaBracha Sheberach Moshe Ish HaElokim, that Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes, with regard to Moshe Rabbeinu, one might have thought, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that he was an anav by his very nature, that he was tolerant by his very nature. So Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, the Torah is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu's his atzmus and his tigbores, his ability to overcome, I guess what would have been that perhaps natural tendency to be less tolerant and less modest, less humble, was based on the fact that he was an Ish Elokim. He was a Yorei Shemayim. Which seems to indicate that Or HaChaim HaKadosh's view, it was Moshe Rabbeinu's own Yiras Shemayim that enabled him to improve upon those midos, that perhaps he wasn't naturally endowed with that anava or that savlanus that he later became so famous for. That seems to be the Or HaChaim HaKadosh here in Parshas Vezos HaBracha, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. And although this story of the Tiferes Yisrael clearly is not one that is accurate with regard to Moshe Rabbeinu at all, but presumably the benefit that Hasidic Sfarim saw in applying it to Moshe Rabbeinu is the lesson that perhaps the Rambam himself is telling us in Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam says that Kol Adam is Royalios Tzadik Kemoshe Rabbeinu. Every individual has that capacity, says the Rambam, to be Tzadik on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, one who can, despite his perhaps natural tendencies to be less than perfect, can nonetheless work on himself to rise to that level of Tzidkus that Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately was Zocha to as well.